Chulin Peg Vav Mishnah Beis. We continue the halachos of Kisei Adam, and here we have another tzura of a Mishnah, the way we had it in Perek Helik Gabi Yosef Es Benoi. But over here, there's going to be an important chilik. Hashoichet v'nimtza treifa, he shechts, and the shchita was a shchita she'ene ruuya, was not matter the behemah la'achilo. Hashoichet l'avay dezor was not matter because it's also l'avay dezor. V'hashoichet chulin b'fneim, he shechted chulin b'azora, where it does not become mutl la'achilo. V'kotchim b'chutz, he was over on the issue of shchut echutz, the behemah does not become mutl la'achilo. Chaya v'oifa and iskolin, these are all issue, I know they do not become mutl la'achilo. Reb Meir mechayev v'chachomim poitrim. Reb Meir holds that there's a chiyuv of kisei adam. V'chachomim hold there is no chiyuv of kisei adam. The Gemara says that this is the same machlokes that we had in Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel. It's called a machlokes tanoim whether shchita shein ruah shmo shchita or not. Except that when you look over there, you'll see there's a machlokes of shimon poitrim v'chachom mechayim. Reb Shimon is the one that holds that there's no Isser of Yosef Es Benoi because Shchita Shein Ruya Lav Shmei Shchita V'Chacham Mechayim because we hold Shchita Shein Ruya Shmo Shchita. And the Mishnah B'Stama, if it says Chacham, we pass him like Chacham. All of a sudden, we get the Mishnah Beis over here in Perek Vav, and we have Reb Meir Mechayim. Reb Meir is the one that holds Shchita Shein Ruya Shmo Shchita, and over there he's called Chacham. V'chachomim poitrim, because they hold shchita shein ruya lav shmei shchita, which is the shita of Reb Shimon. So who are the shitas over here? So the Gemara says a classic thing. The Gemara says that Ma'amisin, the machlekes over here is Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. Those are the two tanaim of this machlekes. However, the Mishnah is soisim chachomim in the daya that Chazal named on to be the daya lahalokha. Over here, the Mishnah says Reb Meir mechayev v'chachom poitrim, because we name on that legabe kisei hadam shchita shein ruya lav shmei shchita, and legabe Yosef Es Benoi we name on the shita of the chachomim that's la locha that holds shchita shein ruya shmo shchita. What's the chilek between the two? Look, it's one definition, and in Perek Hei we pointed out that there's a limud of how to look at the pasuk vaystois, that the limud is secondary to shalav definition, but there's really a svara at play. It really goes back to Raid from the first perek. There's two parts of a Maisa Shchita. There's a Maisa Shchita, which is Chal in the Behema, but Oifin, where Al Yedei the Shchita, we don't look at the Behema that died Me'atzma, it's not in the Vela. Shchita has Treifa. There's something missing in the Shchita. But it's enough of a Shchita that didn't die Me'elov. Oisiv Es Benoi is totally in a Maisa Shchita greater. A Maisa Shchita was done. A behemoth that had a Shchita, even if it's a Shchita Shein Ruya, it's a Shchuta. So Mel, the Gabi Oisev Es Benoi, the histabrus of the Mesader HaMishnah of Rabbeinu HaKodesh was to paskin the Shchita Shein Ruya, Shmo Shchita. Oisev Es Benoi is totally in a Shem Shchuta, and it is a Shchuta. Kisei Hadam means that the Maisa Shchita, it's not enough that's a Shchuta. The Maisa Shchita imposes a new Chalois Din on the Dam. To say that a Shchita that's Eine Ru'uya shafts a new Chalois Chiyuv in the Dam, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh accepts that the Halacha is like the other side, that Shchita She'eine Ru'uya, if it's a Shchita that's not Matir La'Chilo, is not a full Shchita to shaf a Chalois Chiyuv Mitzvah of Kisei Adam. The Mishnah finishes off the same part of the same hoisofa that we had in Perek Hei. Hashoichet v'nisnab lo biyodoi, where it's not a shchita at all. Hanoichet, he stabbed it. Hamaaki, pulled out the simon and potim alakasos, because that's not a shchita at all. Mishnah Gimel. Cher shoichet v'kodin sheshochtu v'acherin ro'in oisom chayiv lechasos. We had already in the first part that a shchita of a cher shoichet v'kodin is valid. However, you can't trust that it was done properly. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if it was done by Cherem Royin Oysen, then we have to assume that the Shchita... Now we have to assume. There's no reason to assume otherwise. The Shchita is kosher. However, if we didn't see them, then we could assume that they messed up, because the Gemara says that there's a Becheskas that a Cher Shait V'Kotten will do the Shchita improperly. Beinon L'Bein Atzmon, Potem L'Chasos. They did it by themselves. So then Potem L'Chasos. V'Chein, the Mishnah says, L'Nyin Oysen V'Es Benoi. Even though we're in Perek Kisei Adam, we're going back, we're circling back to Dina Oysev Esbenei. Also, if a Cher Shait V'Katan shechted the mother, can you shecht the Vlad? The assumption is that he shechted wrong. But if somebody watched him, then it's good. Sheshachtu V'Achen Reyes Oysev, also Lishchet Achreim. Benon Levein Atzmon, Reb Meir Matil Lishchet Achreim, this is consistent with what we had till now. Now the Mishnah brings a Dei Chalekes. All this till now was Shitz Reb Meir. The Chachomim hold that you can't assume for a given that a Cher Shait V'Katan Sheshachtu Benon Levein Atzmon that Shechitosim Misnablus V'Yodam. Maybe you can't rely on them, that's for sure, but you can't be sure. So when you're talking about a Safek Kisu, you have to be Machmen. And Kisu says, I'm your loss, have to be Machmen. The Mishnah only puts the Chachomim Oisim at the end, but really it's going back on both cases. Both Kisu Adam and on Oisim Espinoi. Umoidim, the Moidim, of course, that it at least is a Safek, is Shem Shochet of a Cher Shait V'Katan Shecht, you don't know it was a Kashu Shkita. Ain't a Safek Zaboyim, it's only a Safek Zavad, there's no Chiv Malkis.